I'm Taylor Gant. Good morning. State lawmakers filed a bill yesterday to give patients access to medical marijuana. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
Medical marijuana is legal in Georgia, but it's illegal to grow, buy, or sell it here. State representatives hope to change that by establishing licenses for growers and retailers. Jennifer Goble is from Woodstock. She says she has to go across state lines to get medical cannabis for her son, who is on several antipsychotic medicines.
We've seen life-changing effects. He's used to have violent meltdowns anywhere from maybe 3 to 5 a week. And since we started him on the cannabis oil, it's maybe 1 or 2 a month.
But Goble is worried the bill could be too restrictive. It would allow for 5 large and 5 small companies to grow the plant and only 10 retailers. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
28 students from a South Fulton middle school were hospitalized yesterday after eating candy and snacks on Valentine's Day. Authorities say the Sandtown Middle School students became ill after eating some type of candy yesterday, with children experiencing shortness of breath and other reactions. The school wasn't able to pinpoint what exactly caused the sickness. Food samples are being tested by the Georgia Bureau of Investigations. The organization overseeing the Atlanta Beltline has found a new leader. GPB's Sophia Salaby reports.
The board of directors for Atlanta Beltline Incorporated have announced Clyde Higgs will serve as president and CEO. Higgs has been serving as interim CEO for the last 6 months. He took over after former CEO Brian McGowan left to work with an economic development organization in Washington State. As interim CEO, Higgs oversaw projects at the Southside Trail and Anoda Park, as well as the acquisition of several properties near the Beltline's West Side Corridor. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
How ready is Georgia for a public health emergency? A report released this week by the health policy organization Trust for America's Health looks at the data. The state earned high marks for collaboration among its hospitals, but the number of residents vaccinated for the flu is below average, and only 62% of workers in Georgia have paid time off. Nadine Gracia leads the organization. She says that's something lawmakers need to address.
If they have access to paid time off, that can help to reduce potentially the spread of an infectious disease in the workplace, where people are making that tough decision because they can't afford to be able to stay at home or stay at home with their child who may be sick.
The group has been tracking public health emergency preparedness in the U.S. since 2003. You're listening to GPB.